Y'all know what time it is. What is going on? EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com, JPEG Sports Network. I am your host, Eddie Greer, for the EG3 show, which is all about the world of NASCAR, Cable World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, Monster Energy, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. A jam-packed episode this afternoon for you guys this week. And you know what time it is in the Cup Series? It is that time again. Elimination race number 2 of the postseason going down in KC this weekend. We have all the breakdown from a thrilling Talladega race here coming up momentarily. Also, the Xfinity Series gets underway with their second round of the playoffs here this weekend as well. But Talladega, the unknowns, you don't know exactly what's going to happen there until you step on the racetrack. Two great races. The Cup race went down almost to the very last car on the racetrack. But at the end of the day, the most dominant plate racer in all of NASCAR to this point, Brad Keselowski, once again, the Miller Lite Ford, the Fords have pretty much been unstoppable when it comes to plate tracks here over the past last 2 years or so. Maybe it goes maybe a little further than that, but the resurgence on plate tracks and Ford sweeps all the restricted plate tracks here this season, going back to Kurt Busch's huge win in Daytona in the season opener. Then Ricky Stenhouse goes back-to-back. Talladega gets his first win and then follows it up a month and a half later, or 2 months later, with a win at Daytona. We'll have more on Stenhouse here as we get into the podcast here this afternoon. And then Brad Keselowski, another win. And if it wasn't for his engine last year, we'll be sitting here talking about Keselowski. 6 wins at Dega. But instead, Keselowski, the win makes it all better. And he was feeling very good. Keselowski will move on to the round of 8, and way it stands right now with the way that the standing, the playoff standings, kind of the way it shook up a little bit, he could be the biggest threat to finally get himself to Miami this year. And I've talked about this a little bit a while ago with Keselowski in this format. He has not gotten the former champ of this the series. He has not gotten to Miami as part of one of the four drivers competing for the all-important title. He could really throw a monkey into the wrench if he were to go on. And if I think he's going to do, because he dominated Martinsville. That's the leadoff kickoff in the round of 8 here next week. Texas, and he admitted it, and he's still trying to throw in the screws to Toyota here. Still needs that. Or he still needs more speed a little bit. Texas and then Phoenix really is a curveball still in its own right with the way that layout is shaped out. But again, the amazing Keselowski. I mean, last Sunday it was Dale Earnhardt Jr. Day. His last final race at Dega. And we will get to him as we kind of try to straighten out, get inside of what went down at the Alabama 500 here last Sunday. But right now, the governor should go to Brad Keselowski because he finds a way to get it done. And nowadays, you know, DEI, Dale Earnhardt Incorporated, they were the dominant force back in the day, back in the 90s. Early 2000s with Senior, and then of course passed the torch to Junior and Michael Waltrip, and then there was Martin Truex Jr. at some point as well. with DEI, and then the screws started to change a little bit as the way that you have to drive these tracks now, you have to control the pace. Junior did it, and now you're seeing Keselowski, Stenhouse, and even Chase Elliott making some moves up there a little bit toward the end of this race. But man, this was literally the last man standing Sunday afternoon at Talladega, and we almost had no cars left. But an interesting fact on the car situation at the end of the podcast, you're listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. But Keselowski, Logano, and at times as well Ryan Blaney, they were very, very stout in this race. Logano, of course, not in the postseason, but again, even with the damage that he had on his car, still had an opportunity to win this race. Unbelievable. And of course, yes, usually when we talk about the non-playoff drivers, they're usually going to be a non-factor. Yes, you might see on a short track or a mile and a half, one driver or two fill the top 10. Well, we got some stories here. We're going to touch on that here right now, starting with Ryan Newman sneaking up there in the run-up position at one point or another, especially at the end of the race with two laps to go. He was the lead dog up front, but could not hold off the charge there during the end. But Ryan Newman, a second place effort there. And then Ricky Stenhouse, teammate, I had a feeling that he would do well here. Trevor Bayne, he was very strong in the July race at Daytona. Was all for nothing. But he too, let's not sleep on Bayne. And he called it the Demolition Derby himself after his post-race interview there. But great drive from the other car since Stenhouse was involved in one of, well, actually the big one did happen as obviously predicted. And a couple more wrecks happened as well that really shook up this playoff standings here as we head in to Kansas this weekend. Bayne finished third, and how about Joey Logano finished in the fourth position here, and in a quiet fifth for Eric Almirola. He was not really a factor here at all in this race, in my opinion, but quiet fifth place. And Almirola, a Daytona winner himself from earlier this year in the Xfinity Series, did a great job of staying out of trouble. Denny Hamlin, some of these guys had a golden opportunity to win this race other than Keselowski. Denny Hamlin finished sixth, a survive type of a run for there, but he had an opportunity to win this race, but he kind of made a mistake toward the end of the race there, where he could have held Newman a little bit longer instead of letting the rest of the small field catch up a little bit there. But Denny Hamlin, though, at least escapes and goes to Kansas with an opportunity to advance. And then Dale Earnhardt Jr., big weekend for him. And also, big news off the track. I'll touch on that towards the end of the show as well. Junior escaped pretty much everything on the racetrack, including maybe a few deer out there on the racetrack. I mean, he was in the middle of pretty much everything and yet escaped to a seventh place finish. And at one point, he did lead a few laps in this race. And a shout out to Talladega Super Speedway, sold out crowd. And we don't see those much anymore, not even on mile and a half tracks. Or even short tracks for that matter. But again, with the situation at hand, Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s last plate race ever in his career. And yes, it is starting to set in a little bit now as we get even closer to the end of the season. Dale Earnhardt Jr., of course, hanging it up full time and going to NBC, obviously, next season there. But he did all he could, but he made a good point in his presser there that the way that you have to drive on these plate tracks now, you have to make every move possible to stay up front, keep track position, track position, track position. Yes, you keep hearing that, and that's a key pretty much everywhere. That's a given. People should know that by now. Track position is key everywhere we go, especially as we get down to it here. It's going to play a havoc here this weekend. Xfinity Series, Cup Series in Kansas Speedway this weekend. So pumped up to get there. And also I have more activities off the track. But yes, so excited to get there. What happened in the spring. But again, steering it back to Talladega Jr. Another top 10 finish here to end his plate career here. And this was his best opportunity to win a race here. Pretty much everybody knows that it was his best chance to win here. Unless something crazy goes down in the last five races of the year, Junior's win chances, we might have, this is the last chance he might have saw or opportunity to get victory lane. Now, it might say, y'all might be saying, oh, he's counting them out. But let's be honest, this is about the playoff drivers, especially the ones that have going to have their backs against the wall in Kansas, and they start the round of eight with everything that's on the line from here on out. It's going to be about those drivers getting the wins and trying to advance, and most notably, really, as we kind of get closer to get to Miami to compete for that championship. So, Junior, that's a tall order to ask for him, but this is a good run for this team right here. 7th place finish, and again, this 88 was a huge factor in last year's Kansas race with Alex Bowman driving a heck of a race despite being sick. Yes, I do remember most of the details there, but we'll see going forward how the 88 Dale Jr. season can end here. We'll have to see, but it's a long shot, especially with all that's going on around him, not being in the playoffs. Casey Kane finished in the 8th spot there. A nice job of staying out of trouble. And in a surprise, one of the couple of surprises of the afternoon. Actually, let me check that. The surprise of the day goes to this 83 Toyota of Greg Galding, who started 39th. And if you had him in his fantasy team, you would have been rewarded for points right there. Yes, I did not do a fantasy this week because you've known. Usually, I did the last time and it was not good, so I sat this one out. And Galding, I bet not many people had him on the fantasy list this week, but if y'all did, y'all pat yourself on the back for that one, finishing in 9th spot in his Toyota. That's a tremendous effort there. That's an EG3 helmet sticker right there. And David Reagan rounds out the top 10. Of course, Reagan is also super good on these type of tracks, and he was a key culprit there in the big one here. I will get into that here momentarily. EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. It's going around the playoff drivers now here. Harvick, let's see. No, actually, it was Kyle Larson had an opportunity to win this race here last weekend. He got involved with the last wreck of the day, getting up into the wall when Chase Elliott, Daniel Suarez battling hard for the lead. Larson ended up tagging the wall. Now it's the end of his day, but again, a big win. He was able to finish inside the top 15, so a big win for him. Matt Kenseth, who's outside the cut line, heading into Kansas, finished in the 14th spot. Chase Elliott finished 16th, and again, he was right up in the mix for an opportunity to win his first race. He battled out with Suarez and maybe with Logano there as well, and the two get together there, and Elliott's car was destroyed, sitting there off of turn 4, but tremendous effort there. But hey, anyway, going back to last year's Kansas race again, kind of tying things in here together, Chase Elliott was up front last year. I mean, this could be a tremendous opportunity. This was my actual pick here to win. He's been my pick, really, for maybe for the last 3 out of the 5 races going. And at some point, it's going to happen. If he's able to transfer into this next round, if he can pick up a win, woo, it's going to be an opportunity for him to not even get a first win, but to get it at the right time. Just ask Ben Rhodes. He's moving on into the round of 6 in a truck series, but my oh my, that will magnify everything. It just reminds me really of the Jeff Gordon win at Martinsville a couple years ago in his final season, with everything playing out the way it did, with Kenseth Logano, with their situation, their beef. Gordon sitting at the right time, getting the lead, and then taking it home, and all that surrounding that. You get Chase Elliott in that position, either this weekend, if he's able to advance into the next round, has a good chance of doing that. That's going to be a storyline of itself, especially with a couple of drivers with their backs against the wall. Kyle Busch outside the cut line, who's been one of the dominating factors all season long. One of the big three in trouble. The defending champ, 7-time champ, in trouble as well. I mean, they got the stage points, the 48 did, but they're going to Kansas with their backs against the wall going into that race right there. It's going to be a lot of storylines going in and a lot coming out. Woo! Can't wait for this race on Sunday. Ryan Blaney won stage 2, had an opportunity as well. Very disappointed of the outcome of the finish. Blaney finished 18th. Harvick, he was in a couple accidents. He was part of the big one and part of another accident as well, ramming into Ryan Blaney. Harvick could not get the car started. Finished 20th. Martin Truex Jr. Unfortunately started the big one. There's been a couple people that says, you know, he didn't start it well. You know, David Reagan try to make it move there, try to go inside and then try to cut it back out. And Truex was there, and unfortunately, I mean, looking at it a bunch of times already, he unfortunately caused it. But this is why we, as fans of the 78, like this guy, like Martin. He's a stand-up kind of guy, and hey, he owned up to it. But he was right. That was not how you want to go, especially after winning Charlotte last week, or I should say 2 weeks ago now. And you have opportunity to quietly, you know, at least try to stay out of trouble and not be the guy that starts it. And lo and behold, he starts the big one. So, yes, it's not, he can't escape that one. But, hey, turn the page. The Kansas, where he's been awfully good in the past, and including in the spring, where the last time we were there, Truex finally captured that big-time win at Kansas. Truex is moving on, though. That's the big key thing coming out of this. You know, I think some people, the way that I look, you listen to the EG3 show here on kcsportsradio.com. The way I saw it on my Twitter feed, where I think a couple people that I didn't really expect underestimated this win. Well, I tweeted out that that win was huge to Martin Truex. And why? I mean, yes, he has all those playoff points, but consider the fact that, hey, if he doesn't get that win, we might be talking a different situation than already is. So, and looking back at last year's situation, so this win, I said it last week on the podcast, huge, biggest win so far, and it actually really turned out to be just that because of the unfortunate events of the big one. Speaking of which, Jimmy Johnson, also part of the big one, 24th, and he and his team try to get the car back out there, but they violated the rule. You cannot touch the car on a red flag in NASCAR. Park the 48, and the 48 is one of those cars in trouble. The defending champion, 7-time champ, Jimmy Johnson, on the ropes, hanging this weekend now. I mean, the points are all good and all that. The stage points, and they're crucial. Let's not make a mistake about it. Like I said last week, those stage points were going to be huge for somebody to transferring on to the next round or be left out of the cold. Jimmy Johnson did gain those points, which they were trying to strive for going into Talladega. They got that, but when you look at the margin between he and Kyle Busch, stage points again will be a factor, no doubt, this weekend for both of those cars. Because right now, Jimmy Johnson, if I'm mistaken, yes, Jimmy Johnson is the last car right now in. If it were to end today, Jimmy Johnson were to advance, Kyle Busch would be left out. That's one of the, everyone said Kyle Busch is going to get the homestead. So I didn't have him going to homestead. I didn't even have the 48 go to homestead either. So this is going to be really interesting how it plays out. Head into Kansas, you know, Kyle Busch, before his win a year ago, had his struggles at Kansas. Really, both of these drivers have had their issues at Kansas. But Jimmy Johnson's got a little better. But again, stage points going to be big key. You can't score stage points, you could be the one being eliminated. So again, a big name, no doubt, folks, a big name driver is going to be left out of here. I go back to a few weeks ago. A couple big drivers were going to be left out of the round of eight if they couldn't get through Talladega. And here we are with a couple of these guys. And you throw in Ryan Blaney in there too, even though this is his first playoffs. He doesn't have a big cushion either. Above Johnson, I believe it's 9. And another 2 back to Jimmy Johnson. And then you have Kyle Busch, the JGR folk. Kyle Busch and Matt Kenseth. Kenseth doesn't even have a win this year. Still, we're still talking about that. And we're going into a place that Kenseth has been awfully close, especially in the last few races there in the afternoon. But we all know how that went down, especially last couple of years ago with, again, the common denominator, Joey Logano. So, Kenseth, these guys going to need a good qualifying effort on Friday to set the tone here. If they don't get that done, they're going to be climbing a huge mountain here. This is a huge elimination race for those guys. And the last playoff driver here is Jamie Murray. Man, tough way to go out early in the race. Did not score. Here's a guy that did not score stage points that he needed. Didn't get through to stage one. And because of an outside factor, Eric Jones didn't know what was going on. I mean, not really accusing, but we all saw what happened there. Eric Jones didn't get communicated in that Jim McMurray did not pit. And the result is McMurray gets tagged hard. Didn't make it to pit road. Eric Jones obviously was, I didn't know this, he got called to the trailer after the race was over. So I didn't know what that was all about. But McMurray on a big side, 29 out. And obviously, he's going to have some big-time help. And no doubt, he and Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the other two cars outside the bubble right now, going to need wins. And I bet you it was Stenhouse. I don't think I did. So let me go track back here real quick. But yes, McMurray finished, I believe, yes, 37th position there. And costly. And only did he get any points? Yeah, he only got 1 point after a tremendous run at Charlotte. Man, the things of NASCAR. You're on top 1 week, you feel good, and next week, you feel bad because of the way you finished and how that ended. So, McMurray, obviously, the Missouri native, Joplin, Missouri native, has a lot of work to do. If he, obviously, you know, you get a win here, you have a chance to shake it up a little bit. But he's going to need Kyle Larson's speed and then some if he is even going to have opportunity to get to the next round. Let me back up to Ricky Stenhouse Jr. I'm overlooked this a little bit. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. obviously tried to go over 3 minute plate tracks in a row. And all well noted on the podcast that Ricky Stenhouse Jr. did not win this race or get stage points. He was going to post to win this race, and he did not. You know, maybe Stenhouse is unfamiliar territory here, being a favorite at a track that he's won at before and has had success on plate tracks, Daytona, Talladega. But Stenhouse was kicked to the back late in the second half of the race, and he was caught by Bennett. Stenhouse finished in a 26th position, and obviously, you know, again, going back to last week, I said it, if he did not win Talladega, he was going to be one of those drivers not advancing, and I'm sticking to it. So he did not win, and I don't think he has, especially unless they pull a rabbit out of the hat on Sunday, he ain't going to the next round. That's just being plain and simple. That's your full rundown playoff edition of the Alabama 500. And again, I mentioned it in there, a couple of big name drivers on the ropes on Sunday. And again, it goes back to, you know, if something were to happen early to any of these guys, not even making it to stage one like McMurray did last week, that driver is going to be in serious trouble. And one of those drivers has been in the mix all season long, that being in Kyle Busch, the 18 car. Almost everybody picked him to be right there to win Homestead, win a championship, to be one of those guys, to be the favorite. And after Kyle Busch winning two races in the first round, this sounds very familiar to quite a few of us, actually, with one of our drivers from last year. Two races, it has gone the other direction. Unfortunately, you know, Kyle Busch was running in the top 10 at Charlotte, had issues, tire issues, and then had more issues during the race. And then here last week at Talladega, getting caught up in that big one. And now he sits outside the cut line, and Kyle Busch thought he was going to be in when all this mess settled. That didn't happen. Kyle Busch is out of the mix right now. He and Jimmy Johnson are going to be battling out. So again, along with Ryan Blaney as well and Matt Kenseth, because those guys right now, it could easily switch. So a question that I'm probably going to dive into if I have some time here. Which driver would you want to be in the round of eight? Jimmy Johnson chasing history, or Kyle Busch being the favorite, that one of the favorites that he's been all year long, be one of those guys contend? And you know Kyle Busch is going to be a threat at all those tracks. Martinsville, he's won at. Pretty much all those tracks he's won at, going to be a threat to win and advance to championship round. So, but first, we got to slow down. First, 400 miles this weekend. And he has work to do. He cannot afford what happened at Charlotte. I mean, yes, you can control what you control, but half of that, you can't control that, because you can have a tire go down, pit crew can make mistakes. We've seen it. You can hit the wall on the racetrack, inching and go out. And those factors could be what could happen to Kyle Busch and Matt Kenseth. Matt Kenseth needs to win in the worst way possible. If he can win this race, he will be in. But we'll have to see about that, because all these four drivers are covered on a blanket. Blaney, Johnson right now are in. Kyle Busch, Matt Kenseth are out. You know, we're not going to talk about Stenhouse or McMurray, because they obviously need to hit the Grand Slam if they're to advance to Martinsville in the round of eight next week. These four drivers are going to be the focal point, really. But again, this is racing. Anything can happen, and one of the other guys could screw up or have something bad happen to them and them not making it into the next round. So all we know is right now, Martin Truex Jr., Brad Keselowski are moving on to the round of eight. Folks, time to take a timeout right here on the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. When we turn around on the other side of this break, Upset City in the KP World Truck Series, and we will recap the four drivers who are on the bubble heading in to this weekend's elimination race at Kansas Speedway. You're listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com, JPEG Sports Network. We'll be right back. EG3 show is back right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Your host, Eddie Greer, in the house this week, an early recording this week, October 17th, 2017. EG3 show, for those of you who are tuning in for the first time in a while, this is all about NASCAR racing, race recaps, biggest news stories from the Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, Monster Energy, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. Camping World Truck Series, last Saturday, upset in the house, NBC broadcast man, donut guy, Parker Kligerman gets the job done at Talladega, and I didn't know he won early over there, but Parker Kligerman finishes the field off, holds the field with a big win for the 75 truck, and Kligerman's second career win in the truck series. I did not realize that he got his first win a while ago, but yes, he holds off playoff driver who's already advanced, Christopher Bell. And that was a good race as well. Bell finishing in the second spot he was already in. And then you look at Myatt Snyder. A tremendous run for him. The young guy getting a job done there. Third, Grant Enfinger, the defending champ, finishing the fourth spot. Playoff driver Austin Cindric, fifth. What a day for John Hunter Nemechek. Playoff driver who will advance to the round of six beginning next week. And he has the opportunity to race for a championship again. We're in the type of the season now, section of the season, I should say, now that, you know, after next week, we're going to start talking about people that drivers the opportunity with a chance to win. And actually, it's going to start this weekend with the Xfinity Series here as they begin their round of eight contest out there in KC, which I will be at throughout the weekend. So pumped up to get there with the circumstances online. Ooh, there are going to be so many storylines flying all over the place. But John Hunter Nemechek's day, woo, he had a fast car on Friday, fast truck, excuse me, on Friday, and it turned around and qualified bad because of a door, something with an issue with the door, and then was involved in one of, not one, but actually, maybe, yes, he was involved in one of the big wrecks, or one of the wrecks of the afternoon, comes back, rallies back from all that to finish sixth. And by the again, John Hunter Nemechek, this year's been feast or famine. It was feast time for the 8 truck, and he has an opportunity next week if he can get a win at Martinsville to race for a championship. But for now, he's in the round of 6 beginning next week. How about this other story? There's two of them. Vinny Miller, 7th. We ain't heard much of this guy. See, this is what Talladega brings. Like Greg Alding, it brings drivers that we don't talk about hardly every single week. You get guys, Cinderella stories that go up there, stay out of trouble somehow. Yes, somehow, and somehow they go out there and execute, and that's what the 66 trucks did. Got out of the big one, and it was able to stay in the top 10 all the way home. What a job for Vinny Miller, EG3 helmet sticker this week, and my final one, gotta go to Clay Greenfield, EG3 helmet sticker. Yes, I haven't done this in a while, sorry. But EG3 helmet sticker, Clay Greenfield finished in the 8th spot. Matt Crafton moving on to the round of 6, 9th. Tyler Young finished in the 10th and rounds out the top 10. Trying to find other driver playoff drivers here. And yes, we gotta get to the two drivers that are not advancing. Cash Grala, disappointing. The season opening win at Daytona, many thought to be a factor in this race, didn't even get a chance to do that. And just then, and even before the race, something happened with the oil cooler that was leaking. So a lot of people were on that. They got the job done. That was a great job by that whole organization to get Cash on a track, but that did not last long, and his championship hopes come to an end. He's eliminated, and Chase Briscoe, even I mentioned this last week, guaranteeing that one of these drivers is going to be coming, going in. One of these drivers will leave going out and being eliminated in some way or form. But Chase Briscoe, Heartbreak City, he's been so close to getting his first win in the and Brad Keselowski, speaking of the Talladega winner, his team being going ahead and shutting down the operation, truck operation, following the conclusion of Homestead, Briscoe will not advance to the round of six. My goodness. So, unfortunately, it really almost came down to, well, it did come down to Nemechek and Chase Briscoe for pretty much the second half of the race because of what was going down on the racetrack. But nevertheless, though, Chase Briscoe's left out in the cold. He will not run for the championship. He is eliminated after Talladega. So it sets up this beginning the round of six, the Super Six drivers who compete for a champion. Well, who will continue to go for Homestead here. Christopher Bell, who won the opener at Las Vegas. He won New Hampshire, the playoff opener. Johnny Sauter, the defending champ, stays alive. Matt Crafton, John Hunter Nemechek, stays alive, barely again. Ben Rhodes, the winner at Las Vegas. And Austin Cindric, still alive. And they will continue their quest to get to Miami and be one of those drivers to run for a championship here next month. Bell, Sauter, Crafton, Nemechek, the points reset now. So Bell leads Sauter by 20 via that win, puts him up even further. So we're going to have two more names will fall out after the end of Phoenix. So again, you have Bell has been a favorite all season long, but let's not count out these Wally veterans here who are still in the mix. That what I'm talking about, Sauter and Crafton still in this mix, and I had a feeling that Ben Rhodes was going to mix it up, had a chance to do that with Texas in the mix. Down the line, Austin Cindric making some noise as well. So when you look at this six, obviously Bell, who's been the favorite, but again, you have to run these races. That team has had pure speed all year long, something similar to the 78 all year long. Been contenders, but we'll see. It's going to be interesting. Bell was one of the four championship drivers last year, along with, I believe, Sauter. Was Crafton it? No, he was not. So there you go. So there's two drivers. Those guys are still alive for a chance to run in the final four. Unbelievable setting. And we'll talk about even more next week when the trucks will set the stage for Martinsville weekend. You'll see the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Okay, folks, real quick, EG3 show social media update, facebook.com/EG3 show and at the EG3_show. And I will probably keep your eyes on Facebook, your Facebook page here this weekend. A lot is going on for that as well. So definitely an opportunity here for, especially with the Xfinity Series, one of those drivers will have an opportunity to get themselves here to Homestead. And speaking of Christopher Bell, he will be going full-time in the Xfinity Series next season with Joe Gibbs Racing. Yes, it was announced yesterday that he'll be going full-time with Joe Gibbs Racing next year. So Christopher Bell, after his time is up with trucks, on how wherever that ends, in the championship or being eliminated or being in a championship and not getting a trophy, whatever outcome lays for Bell, he will move up. And Christopher Bell has run a few Xfinity Series this year. A few of them come to mind, Kentucky and Iowa. And I believe he ran New Hampshire before as well. And he's had laps in a cup car this year. So it's been a tremendous year. And he won a big national race down in Oklahoma. before the start of the season. So this was a tremendous year for Christopher Bell, and now he gets the call up to run in the Xfinity Series next season. And speaking of the Xfinity Series, we'll set you up for the preview at Kansas Speedway Saturday. Supposed to be rain forecast there, so we'll see what happens with all that other stuff. But yes, Xfinity Series, and again, a couple of Cup guys could play a factor in this mix. Christopher Bell is going to be running in the Xfinity Series race this weekend. Looking forward to that. Austin Dillon, Eric Jones, Ryan Blaney. I'm looking at the entry list for this race, and that's about it. Yes, so Jones, Blaney, Austin Dillon have opportunity to spoil the party, but the door is open for these Xfinity guys. And again, it was mentioned last week, 0-3. The playoff drivers have not won a race yet. It's for some of these guys, it's time to start stepping up their game a little bit and start running up front more consistently. And of note, I called out William Byron, 16th, 18th place finishes, not going to cut it in this round. If he, the number one seed, is going to move on to the championship round. Allgaier, Sadler, Elliott Sadler still has not won yet this year. But the old saying goes with him, he can par his way. He can basically almost not win and get the homestand. But at this point of the season, with an off week next week at Martinsville, this is a chance for one of these eight drivers to get themselves to homestead with opportunity to race for a championship. And again, for a reminder for those of you who or have been out of the loop for a while, the Xfinity Series 8, soon as the page picks up here. But yes, William Byron is in it. Well, let's just start here. All three Junior Motorsports cars are in it. Sadler, Byron, Allgaier, Cole Custer, Daniel Hemric. And that is not where I want it right there. This thing. Okay, so Daniel Hemric, Cole Custer, Ryan Reed was the last driver to get in the playoffs, so he is still alive by the skin of his teeth there after edging out Brendan Gaughan here last week at Charlotte. So here we go. So again, to recap it again, folks, sorry for the delay with this computer. William Byron, Justin Allgaier, Elliott Sadler, the big three, Junior Motorsports, Daniel Hemric, Cole Custer, Brendan Poole. He, let's highlight him for a minute. Brendan Poole was outstanding in the round one, had a couple top five finishes. He could be a somewhat of a spoiler here if he continues that same trend. But again, each round has his own identity. But Brendan Poole has momentum going into this round. We'll see how it starts out for him. Ryan Reed and the final driver, Matt Tiff. Guys that will be going for opportunity to race for, to go to Homestead to race for a championship. But first, they got to win first. Byron leads by 3 over teammate Allgaier and another 3 to Elliott Sadler. That's your Xfinity Series preview for KC on Saturday. A big opportunity for those drivers to get themselves to Miami, and it begins with the Xfinity Series Saturday afternoon. You're listening to the EG3 show, and we will get to Behind the Wheel here in a few moments here. But now, the bottom four in the Cup Series real quick before we get you to Behind the Wheel, and we will focus on Talladega and all what happened there. So the bottom four, I mentioned in the last segment, with Kyle Busch being the first driver out again. Kyle Busch this year has been one of the three drivers, or I should say one of the three favorites to get to Miami and to compete for a championship. And I, again, go back to what I said, segment one, you know, two wins, and now, you know, have no finishes in the top 10. This is a big, probably the biggest race of the year. What's not even think ahead for these guys? Kyle Busch could this be the nail in the coffin? We'll have to find out on Sunday. We'll see what happens there. Matt Kenseth, his teammate, Joe Gibbs Racing teammate, sitting there a point behind Kyle Busch. They're in eighth. And then, and again, the story, he doesn't have a ride next year either. So there is that situation as well. And, you know, last week at Charlotte, I think he and his crew chief, Jason Ratcliffe, was talking about the wear that it was taking on this team, that they have not reached victory lane. Well, Kansas will be a tremendous opportunity for that streak to happen. And things, good things happen at the right time. Well, for Matt Kenseth, it could have happened on Sunday. We'll have to find out for that. Stenhouse, McMurray, Ricky Stenhouse, 22 points out. Jamie McMurray with a devastating hit, 29 out. And you know what those guys are? They're going to have to hit the ultimate grand slam if they're going to even advance to the round of eight. Folks, time to take a final break of the afternoon right here on the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, we'll turn our attention now to Behind the Wheel this week. Talladega, round of 12. What was online? Y'all know what it is. You're going to listen to all the drivers. And yes, this race, especially in the playoffs, is going to give you a great few gray hairs a little bit, especially you're one of those drivers that needed points and needed a good point stay. But a lot of these playoff drivers were caught up in these accidents. EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Behind the Wheel, next.
Super Speedway.
Bottom line, survive it. That means no excuses, no mistakes, no need to complicate it. It's Talladega.
We got one heck of a crowd here today. Take a look at that crowd. People ready today.
Home stands are packed. They should get a free Dale Jr. autograph, too.
Dale, man, it's going to be fun to watch. We got the in-car camera. Ready to enjoy.
Green flag is out at Talladega Super Speedway.
Talladega Super Speedway.
Oh, Pulmanar's in the wall. Contact with Pulmanar up against the outside wall.
Man, oh man, these guys want these points.
Yeah, buddy.
They will have one lap to complete stage number one. It's going to be on here.
It is Brad Keselowski showing the way as Brad is going to win stage one.
Okay. Well, that worked out well.
MGD here. MGD.
MGD on the pickle.
P20.
Keep me apprised to when Deuces comes out.
3, 2, 1.
Green is in the air. We are underway.
Just the 20 inside. They're 4 wide in our mirror. 2 back.
To the bottom. We're going to pit here soon.
We're working on it.
And they cut. These guys are slowing down. Looks like they're just slowing down to make a pit road entrance.
Didn't know he was freaking pit.
Jesus.
Go, go, go.
clear behind him if you wanted it. He's all by himself there. One back bottom, half bottom. Perfect.
Ryan Blaney brings the Wood Brothers to the line, scoring the stage win.
There is a definite issue for Brad Keselowski. The team cannot hear Brad talk on the radio.
Brad is talking on two. Paul, Brad is trying to talk on two. Brad, do you hear me?
Green flag, green flag, green flag.
Green, green.
Are they green flag, green flag? Tight, 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 tight. All feet behind you.
All these toes, man, they're squeezing each other pretty hard up here.
21's gonna wreck the whole field here. Just be smart. Keep in mind, we don't want to get stuck in this bottom too long here. Watch the six. Check it up. Go low, 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 low. Clear. Caution's out.
Pounded that 19 in the back. I don't know what the splitter looks like.
Trouble behind a couple of cars spinning down onto the apron.
There's a big wreck behind you.
How the f*** did we end up in the back? Stupid.
We tore up a lot of other throughout the year too, but.
Oh, I ain't taking no
Well, these guys don't want to hear it either. Let's work on this.
Had a f*** hard all year. I ain't taking no either.
We have time, we'll put tires on it.
Video one check.
Copy, sounds good.
Huh, it's time to go to work here.
And here's the big one! The pack is flying apart!
Yeah, let's avoid that one. Here I come. I'm not done wrecking yet.
Hold on. Complete total junk, Tony.
Oh yeah, toast.
God dang it. Jimmy, okay, bud?
Yeah, that hurt.
Why is he even up there, man?
Seriously?
Yeah, cleared. Well, you hit the wall. We hit the wall. Talk to us when you can.
I'm alive. Car's destroyed. We're doing everything right. Everything was right.
Ready. Green. Rolling great.
Blaney's in the wall. Logano is in the wall.
Hey, everyone. Crap.
Got wrecked.
One last drill. This Del Hero making an H fast.
Yeah, for sure.
Green flag back in the air. 8 laps to go.
24 trying to push to the middle. Stay low, low, low. Apron.
Million taps. Daniel Suarez. They're in a spin.
All right, hold it up there. Yellow's up.
And 24. She's facing the man. Hold on, watch it there.
Come on. Caution's out. Good job. Spin forward. Never gonna end.
Green flag is displayed on the brake.
Two back top on the two.
Newman by a car length. Keselowski's going for the lead.
But here comes Ryan Newman down on the bottom side. And they are dead even, headed to the trial.
Come outside. Come up. There you go, come up.
For the fifth time in his career, Brad Keselowski has won at the Talladega Super Speedway.
He just won the race.
Oh, I can't believe I saved that. Oh, yeah, that takes a lot of stress off for next week.
Four drivers below the cut line as we head to an elimination race. Going to be an interesting one when we pack up and move on and head to Kansas.
Brad Keselowski, the governor of Alabama. Radio issues in all scores. A huge win. Fifth win at Dega. Incredible the way that he drives. And he's moving on, obviously, to the round of 8. EG3 show here on KCSportsRadio.com. Eddie Greer in the house. Just a couple more minutes of today's podcast. Getting you set for Kansas now. Turning the page now to Kansas. And before I do that, Dale Hart Jr., I mentioned him. Big news off the track. Wife, Amy. Two of them expecting their first child. Congratulations. And it's going to be a girl. So congratulations to Amy and Dale Jr. And Landon Castle also in that mix. As he and his, I don't know his wife's name, but they got their second child as well. I believe yesterday as well. That came in the news feed as well. So congratulations. Families growing all over the place, folks. EG3 show. And turning our attention to Kansas for a few more minutes. And before I do that real fast, numbers of the week. Number 300. That was Brad Keselowski's 300 start, ended in victory lane with the smallest field of cars ever. And this translates to the other number of the week this week, Kansas week, 14. That's how many cars were who took part in the final dash to the finish at Dega last week. 14 cars, the smallest field ever since July of 86. Are you kidding me? Wow. That was an eye-opener. So 14 cars left in the field to do battle. Brad Keselowski survives it all. Like he said, talking with Rutledge. And the stress is off for Keselowski. For the stress doubles, or maybe I should say triples, for guys like Blaney, even though he had a strong day. Jimmy Johnson on the ropes, defending champion on the ropes. Kyle Busch, one of the favorites all year long on the ropes. Matt Kenseth, who's been trying to come alive, he's on the ropes as well. And we all know where Stenhouse, McMurray stand. They're going to have to walk off to do it. And we saw last year at Kansas, Kevin Harvick did his own walk-off himself in advance to the next round. Out dueling Carl Edwards, Joey Logano, Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson's going to have one of those days. And how ironic is this? Jimmy Johnson and Kyle Busch last year finished fourth and fifth. Well, they're going to need those days again if they're going to advance. And again, put the stage points in play. It's going to have to happen. That was your top five. Austin Dillon, Alex Bowman with a courageous effort. Allmendinger, Matt Kenseth again, and Casey Kane. That was last year's top 10. It's going to be a crazy race. Could come down to a few miles and all that other stuff. But again, goes back to the top of the show. Stage points, ladies and gentlemen. Pay attention to stage one and stage two, especially with those four drivers, Blaney, Johnson, Kyle Busch, Kenseth. Those drivers, if they do not score points, maximum, at least the most points, they want two of those drivers going to be in trouble. Somebody big is going home. Four drivers going home. A big name is going home at the end of 206 laps and maybe figure overtime. EG3 is out this week here on JPEG Sports Network, KCSportsRadio.com. I will be at the racetrack this weekend. Oh, yes, it is going to go down. Who will advance to the Elite Eight, the Round of Eight, and who goes home? Thanks for listening to the EG3 show this week, everyone. And we will do it again next week with a full recap of what went down in Kansas. It's going down. We're coming for you, Kansas City boys. It's going to be fun. EG3 show on KCSportsRadio.com. Talk to you next week.